How'd you do?
Great.
Fun.
Great.
That was fun.
It is fun, isn't it?
Really, now when someone cuts us off in traffic, we're really happy because they're going to get this speeding ticket on us.
Oh, that's the reframe, yeah. Okay. Let them go ahead and have the cops catch them. Yeah.
It actually made me a better meta modeler.
Did it?
Because I was trying to find a way to hook in to make the association to change it.
Right,
so
right.
It actually tuned me into what they were saying. And could I do something right then, or do I need to ask a question?
Uh-huh, right. Do I have enough information, or do I need to gather more information? And we're doing this totally out of context, and you realize that makes it very difficult, because this would come up in a conversation, in a client session, in something like that, and there would be other content around it. We're not just pulling one phrase out of the wall to do this. So it makes it difficult because we don't have the surrounding material. How many of you, though, when somebody asks you a question that got you to look at things a little differently, notice something shift inside you?
Yeah.
You do notice it. Yeah, it's like, oh. And I was just saying to Lance, I believe it's almost like perceptual positions where it gives you a different point of view on something that you have been stuck in thinking there's only one point of view on. So you can practice this more and more and notice how it happens and when people do reframes in the world or when people are putting certain frames around things that you feel restrictive to you, that you don't have to accept that frame around something. So it's good for more practice sessions. Yes, Nancy.
You know, I think that's a really good point because in our group, we were kind of struggling with it and, you know, where does this have meaning and so on. And even, like, I would use it, I've used a little bit of this with friends and family and even clients, but if somebody doesn't have clients or that situation, what you said, even using it for yourself,
right,
to listen to your language and to listen to what other people are saying,
yeah,
to you. And if you hear something in these contexts, you can reframe that yourself so that you don't have to make it mean something that's going to feel really bad or take you somewhere different.
Yeah. Well, the one place that I really use a lot of meaning reframes is when people are taking what somebody else did and thinking it's about them. You know, I told you the four agreements last time, and assuming that, oh, this means they're upset with me, this means I did something wrong, and it has nothing to do with you. You just happen to be in the vicinity. You know, it's about whatever is going on with them, not about you. And I use that one an awfully lot in my work with people, helping people recognize everything everybody else does is not about you. They're in their own stuff. Yeah.